This is the summer piece. Song of Peace is the summer piece I'm gonna have to for you guys.
I may do give you your tire report too.
I think I will.
I also want to just mention that the written version of John Baez singing Song of Peace. It's from Michael Moore's movie, The Slacker Uprising. And she sings it so beautifully.
And I should. All right. I just never know. So why don't we try
looking at this opening passage, which is in unison. And let's look at applying what we just talked about in the other piece to this opening passage. Take a minute or so to read over the words and think about how you're going to apply what we just did to this. Just do it just to yourself.
They tend to have to pronounce the words. Unless I just really have to have a break after a word that has an S.
9 times out of 10, you will always connect an S. So just do it. Okay? Send these. Ready? Send these. Ready? And.
Send these.
Put an arrow up or something. not the melody, not the sopranos, okay, or write in, you know, that it's, you know, a fourth, not a second, which is what a lot of you have been singing. Okay, again, same thing, tenors and altos. Ready? And. But this time, there's an actual breath, and it actually says in your music a quick breath. So, sad bees, the homeless tempest tossed to. There's actually supposed to be a breath on that. Okay? So let's try it and see if we can do it. Okay? Tenors and altos. Sam, ready?
Where's the word of the tone?
Here. What's the ground?
Here.
Yeah. Sure. So, I'll start on two. Okay. the tone. Same thing, send these. Ready? Ready? And.
Refuse of your
to me, I lift my lamp. This is who I am. After the sandies, the homeless tempest tossed to me. Race twos really bring that out. You see where I am, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? To me. Ready?
To me.
No. Listen to it. To me? Good, and play both parts together, baritone and bass, so that they hear that. Okay? Now listen to it going on to I lift. To me? Ready? And. To me.
Say.
Fermatas, just where I am. Mm-hmm. The Fermatas, you know where I am, right? Yes. Okay, good. Ready? Basses and altos. Ready? And.
Anyway.
You've got no respect.
So if you can translate, the beauty of the uval is it really makes everything just beautiful. If you can somehow transfer that feeling of an ooh, which is very loose and open, to every vowel you sing, it really makes a huge difference in your tone. Of course, English, we sing mainly English in English in our choir. And honestly, our language, you know, is not it has so many different varieties. Well, every language has varieties, but our language especially, I feel, has so many discrepancies with pronunciation that that's why it's really hard. It's really, for English-speaking people, it's actually one of the hardest languages to sing in, believe it or not. That, you know, if this were an Italian, things would be just fixed because the Italian vowels just lend themselves to this, to great, beautiful singing. But English vowels, not so much. So it's just an interesting thing to think about. If you can try to put that ooh into everything, it really makes a big difference. Anyway, I just wanted to work on stuff like that and to see what happens. So
same thing with cooking, too.
Announcements. We're going to lead into that. Unfortunately, we cannot have our party here next week, which is our end of the year party. So it will be held at CWA Local 1180, 6 Harrison Street, Lola Bethel, which is a small room to celebrate.
Yeah.
So far the second sopranos are coming up with some good dishes, so I hope everyone had a chance to sign up and, you know, we'll partake in the party. And it's from 6 o'clock. So please, everyone, be on time.
6 Harrison.
Bring the dishes.
Yes.
Denise has agreed to DJ.
Yeah. Ooh, wait a minute.
When did that happen?
Denise is going to be our DJ.
She is?
Just been drafted.
First, no, she's going to be our DJ.
I did?
We also may have two guests from Cuba. Two filmmakers that made our So I hope everyone can make it, and I hope they will be able to make it.
No rehearsal.
It'd be nice to
Let me talk about this, and then we'll talk about that. All right, let me just finish everything, and then we'll take over. Okay. I'll run over to everything that I have on my list to talk to you about. Okay. We have the legal services employees who are on strike.
Oh, yes.
Is that what you want to talk
yes.
about?
Yes.
Right. Well, I'll leave that for you, and then I'll take the next thing.
Oh, you want me to do it now or later?
Luis, are you involved in that? Okay. All right, another quick thing while we're talking. There will be no Labor Day parade this year.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing more about it.
Labor Day.
They want to do something different. They want to, I guess, concentrate on the political side of labor.
Good.
I don't know, but they will be hearing stuff on that. Also,
I need to do something different.
All right, so Susan, you
want to
take it from there?
Yeah. I got an email from Judy Lakoff that there's a group of legal aid lawyers that have been on strike now for 3 weeks.
Legal services,
okay. And she was asking us if we could come.
Yes.
If we could come, there's some talking over there on the side. If we could come and sing for them. But she wasn't sure what day. So, but there is a big rally at City Hall on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, from 6 to 8. And I think
Four to 6 is early.
4 to 6.
I'm so sorry. I see it. Okay, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I think we should all show up. But in the meantime, though, we really should be ready if and when they will invite us to come and sing for the picket line. And so therefore, I'm hoping we can maybe go over a few songs, later after the break. Let me just tell you a little bit about what it's about. They haven't had a contract for over a year. According to the article, I'm just reading from this article, it says they haven't had a contract.
Please,
for over a year. So you can clarify these things with that the board is asking for the equivalent of 2 years seniority in a pay cut of two years seniority, an increase in health care costs that could total thousands of dollars a year, a 29% reduction in employer contributions to retirement funds, and a freeze on cost of living pay increases. They are suggesting that the whole reason for this is the sequester, but the union feels it's much more than that. They're trying to really be, they've hired, and the board has hired an anti-union law firm, Seyfarth Shaw, whose founder helped draft the Taft-Hartley Act of 1947. So this guy's, law firm is really, huh? Yeah, Elvis is old as you, yeah. Anyway, so these are the issues. So that's why I'm thinking that, if and when we get the invite, we may not be able to rehearse, or maybe we can just do some little rehearsal this second half of this, but Union Brothers, Union Sisters, solidarity, we shall not give up the fight, we shall not be moved, songs like that, that we more or less all know.
Did you say it
was?
Well, there's a rally on Wednesday from 4 to 6 that we should just attend.
We are not invited to sing at the rally.
No.
Judy said she was going to ask about singing Thursday. She has not gotten the okay or the location for where the Thursday events are going to be, because last week's were all over the place. One was in the Bronx.
Yes, they were.
One was in Staten Island. So, forward to all of you the information as soon as I get it. But in any case, we should all show up 4 o'clock, City Hall, support.
And that's Wednesday?
Wednesday from 4 to 6.
What day?
This Wednesday, day after tomorrow, from 4 to 6.
The
12th. Now, do you want to say anything about it? Does anybody else want to talk about it a little bit? You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
No, behind you.
I do.
Oh, okay.
They want to give us 0.002%.
So now you're talking about?
The unions, the city workers, that's what they were offering our local.
It's going to be a citywide rally.
All the locals are going to be there. This our local, is that's what they're offering us. Nothing for 3 years and two, that's what.
So the City Hall thing is not specifically.
No, it's not. All the unions are fighting against the unions. All of them.
It's actually the first time that Central Labor called this a rally of civil disobedience. And this is exactly where they have really decided to really get down and get with it, because we are being steamrolled all over the place. But it is on Wednesday, and I think all the unions are joining in. It's going to be
a
affair. Now let's find out.
I would suggest that we all wear this shirt, or we're still in union. This one.
Everyone does not own a hat.
But some sort of shirt that will identify them as a
You wear the white one.
Well, he wants to wear it.
Wear the white shirt.
The white shirt, that's really the coolest shirts. That's what we like to use in the summertime. The red shirts are hot, so wear the white shirt.
We're not singing. We're not singing.
All right. So whatever.
Either one.
If you have the anniversary shirt, wear your anniversary shirt. Where do you want them to be?
Oh yeah.
I just thought
Do you want to meet somebody? There is not going to be civil disobedience while we're in
the
okay. It's a peaceful rally.
Yeah, of course. So they're trying to get the object of the people to get the momentum of what we need to do. The rolling posts are being nice and everything else.
Some of us might not be able to meet the chorus because some of us got to meet our unions and an area to get our hats and our shirts. So I didn't bring my chorus shirt.
The important thing is to show up.
Whoever wants to meet as, New York City Labor Chorus, Warren Street.
Right. That's a nice shirt.
There is a nice shirt.
Look for me. I'll be there at 3:45. We dug when we were looking for stuff to sell at Tribeca. We found a very, very small cache of these shirts.
So
we'd like to offer them for $15 each. And if there's a lot of people who want them, then we would give priority to people who don't already have them. In other words, people who've come on since 2009, because we really haven't sold these since 2009. So anyone who's come in since 2009, should get priority. But we have I have six with me. I have two double X and four extra large.
Do you have more of the red ones?
Yes.
Oh, we got a gazillion.
Good. Okay. In different sizes.
Yeah. Good. Shirts, we have them. Let me see how
big.
We finally got the check from our fruits of our labor at the Performing Arts Center, and we made $2,000. The merchandise we sold, we didn't get that information. We were supposed to honor our MC tonight. Denise just called him. He's stuck because all the bigwigs are planning the rally for Wednesday. So we're going to present it with our poster. So, just to remind you, there is everyone, like, sure, just come to the party. Have a chance to talk and get to all your.
Two questions. Our schedule, the schedule that was distributed back in the wintertime, listed a meeting for the 24th. Is that all?
Yes. That's why we call this the end of the year party. There will be no rehearsal. This will be the end of the year. There will be no rehearsal on the 24th.
Okay. And is it? Who has canceled the Labor Day Parade? The city? The Labor Council?
The Central Labor Council. That means all the unions, all the union heads.
I think we're done.
They're the ones that, you know, sponsor the parade every year.
Solidarity forever.
And this is not the first time the parade has been canceled without second time. Food, I know. Whatever you want.
Susan,
you listed
some songs. What were
those for? Or if we sing at the legal services strike. Pick a line. Right. So it would be next week.
This is not too loose.
No,
this is medium. She brings the red shirt, so she says, oh, we have hundreds. I said, have a hundred. I never understand what she's doing. We used to go for chatting.
Only extra large.
Double extra large. Our music to that is something.
You're talking about the rhythm at the end of it?
Too many words.
Follow the dream. There's a slight pause. We can. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's see what happens. Let's try to apply this tone business that we've been talking about tonight. Let's see if we can do it. Ready? Here we go. From the top.
If you follow the dream.
chapter. Give me the G. Follow the drinking Lord.
Got it?